Hello, and welcome to Community Connections on the Virginia Voice. I'm volunteer Paula Otto. In the studio with me today is Lamont Crawley to talk about an initiative that he is spearheading, Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind and Vision Impaired. This is an initiative designed to showcase the talents of the visually impaired citizens of Virginia. Welcome, Lamont. And before we hear more about your amazing initiative, let's learn a little bit about you. Who is Lamont Crawley?
Okay. Hello, Paula. I'm glad to be here today. Always, who is Lamont Crawley is a tough question, but let me just give you a little bit of my of who I am. I have spent the majority of my professional career in the nonprofit world of human service. It's a part of my being. And I would say it's part of the reason I'm on this earth, you know, so that doesn't seem to go away. Thus, Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind and Vision Impaired. You just don't stop, whether you're retired or not. Being of service is just a part of my mission on this earth.
Now, your vision changed pretty dramatically a few years ago, and now you have what you describe, or you've told me others have described, as a low vision impairment. So tell us what happened.
Well, it's hard to say what happened. I just know I woke up one morning and I got in the car. I was working at the time, doing something fun. This wasn't my main career. This was sort of my step-down retirement sort of job, where I was transporting automobiles across the country. I was going into the office and realized I couldn't see as well as I was the day before. So I'm like, well, what is going on? And thinking maybe I'm tired, maybe I didn't sleep well. I wasn't seeing the traffic signals. And, you know, I really got kind of scared there. But I did proceed and made my way into the office. And when I got out of my vehicle to go and pick up a vehicle that I was going to be transporting that day, I stood there and looked out over sort of the landscape there and just said, something is wrong, you know. And I realized, no, I probably shouldn't be driving down the highway. I think I was headed to the Tidewater area. And I said, no, this is going to be dangerous. There is definitely something wrong with my eyes. And I decided to not drive, even though I'm stuck. You know, I'm saying, well, should I drive home? So I did get in my vehicle and very carefully and very slowly made my way back home.
Thank goodness you were okay.
About a six-mile trek. And when I pulled into the driveway, I just said, I'm not going to be able to drive anymore. And that's when I went in to ophthalmologist and scheduled an appointment. But at that point, that's when I was diagnosed as having a retina hemorrhage in both eyes. Now, it's hard to explain what all that's about, but the optic nerve was leaking blood into the back of my eyeballs, and that was causing some of the distortion that I was seeing through water, in other words, in the back of my eye.
So since then, your life has changed fairly dramatically. You said to me, probably the hardest thing is you no longer drive.
Yes.
But you've been able to make some adaptations so you can continue working and giving back. And now let's switch over to what was your inspiration for Shards of Light?
And my demise, if you will, of seeing and trying to figure out what my life is going to be about, that was when I, in having this newfound impairment, I did seek services with the Department of the Blind and Vision Impaired. And so as I was making my way and getting services and resources and having access to resources, I said, wow, you know, there's something here that I may need to gravitate towards. And what is it that I can do? Not just as a means for me to be engaged, but as a means to, as I'm learning more about this community of the visually impaired, what might be a way for me to provide some opportunity for other people to be engaged in.
One of the things that I think you found as you entered this community is that there aren't necessarily any good outlets for creativity. And you define creativity very broadly. So talk a little bit more about that.
Well, the first year of my vision impairment, which happened, started January 4th of 2022, I saw a grant opportunity looking for services related to the blind and vision impaired. And I said, wow, let me respond to that. So I started putting together a proposal for support groups. Adjusting to my eyes, I realized it takes me longer to do things than it did before.
Right.
It's harder to work on the computer. And I tell people now it's like 50 times longer for me to do something. So I never made that deadline. The following year, I said, well, I'm going to try again. But I didn't want to do the support groups. I wanted to do something that was more fun, hopefully more exciting and innovative, if you will, but at the same time, serve as a sort of online or digital support group, if you will. But I wanted to include the arts. And that's how I searched around in my brain and came up with Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind and Vision Impaired. I have been an artist in my earlier life, painting, sculpture, writing, photography. And so art is always at the forefront of my thinking.
It's part of what makes up Lamont.
And I thank you. And I realized also through the years with society, yes, we have museums and all, but art is one of those things that's always on the back burner. Or we'll get to that. Meanwhile, we've got other more important things to do. So my point is, if I'm going to do something now in a retirement age, can I do this art kind of focus piece? And that's where Shards of Light came from.
So it's really not just about asking folks to submit creative writing, and there's all kinds of forms of that, but you're also including musicians, singers, folks who maybe are comedians. So you have a wonderfully broad sort of definition of what you hope to gather together.
Yes. When we first started this initiative, and we had public service announcements that were aired through Virginia Voice, it was only focused on creative writers or creative writing. And since then, I thought, let's expand this to other creative abilities that are conducive to an audio format. You know, so that's where I said, well, yeah, we have people that probably play instruments in their home. Maybe they go down to a bar, maybe play. Who knows? We have, people may sing. People may think they are a comedian. They may have a little shtick that they do. And so why not expand it out as a way of reaching even more folk to help, hopefully submit their talent for consideration to be aired here at Virginia Voice.
So, Lamont, if I'm a listener and I'm inspired and think I might have something that could be submitted, what do you envision as the process for that?
Okay. For further information, send me an email with a brief paragraph or introduction and highlight your talent or talents in that brief paragraph. You know, two or three sentences at the most, nothing long. I have a different set of guidelines, submission guidelines for creative writers and different guidelines for the performing arts. So that would tell me what guidelines I need to send to you. So once I get your request or your request for further information, send out those guidelines. Then at that point, I would say any questions you might have after looking through all the materials, you know, get back with me. On those guidelines, I will have my phone number so that you don't necessarily have to continue the email, but you can call me directly. And so that's the initial process. And from there, and not to get into the details of how those submissions will come in, that would be in the guidelines. But once I get your submissions, then we will go through a process. And I would say allow for at least a month for me to get back to you, because there's going to be a lot, hopefully a lot coming in that we're going to have to wade through. We're going to have to, I'm going to have to screen with the writings. We're going to possibly do some editing. Give us about a month before you hear back from me to determine whether, yes, we're going to, you know, air your particular talent.
So it sounds like the first step is sending the email, as you said, to kind of introduce yourself and say, here's my genre, here's my talent, here's what I'd like to submit. You'll send more details with the guidelines.
Right.
So you don't want folks to initially send you whatever their creative work is.
Exactly.
But to engage and understand a little bit more the process.
Yeah, because there's going to be certain parameters and so forth that we want you to abide by or adhere to that would just make it simpler for us on this end to review what you have. Yeah.
So give some examples of what you are looking for. You've mentioned that it's all kinds of art forms.
Well, it's not so much. Okay, so what I'm looking for, creative writing. Creative writing could be fiction, nonfiction, poetry, essays, but it also could be, for example, diary entries or journal entries. It could be a profound post that you might have put on Facebook or something like that. But a piece of writing, for example, that you think is important, you think it speaks to your heart, you may have a message to others, send it in. And don't allow yourself to be deterred by what you think others might feel about that. Have the courage, if you will.
Right.
Send it in. We're not looking for professional writers, although there will be professional writers, I'm sure, maybe sending in some pieces. But it's for the general public, no matter what your level of skill is. Now, with the performers, if you will, we know people are generally, they're people that may play the guitar in their living rooms, or may play the flute or violin, you know, and you may feel that, you know, you're pretty decent. We want you to submit. You know, you don't have to be deemed a professional writer. You don't have to have had, recitals or concerts going on, but you know you have a talent, and we want to be able to share that talent. So it varies. There are storytellers, you know, people that know how to vocalize a story in a very, I'm going to say, audio theatrical way. You know, that's a performing talent, if you will. So, again, we want you to have fun. Don't beat yourself up over, determining whether you're good enough or not. Submit, but I will talk with you. Even if something needs to be tweaked, we will talk about that. You know, maybe there's, a line that needs to be strengthened or what have you. But we will talk about some of those kinds of things. I'm not looking to just eliminate people as much as we're looking to even improve, hopefully improve and build your skill as well, you know.
Now, is there anything that you won't accept? We talked briefly about you just want to be careful and probably not get into really political pieces, for example, but are there any guidelines for listeners about things that you don't think would be appropriate for the initiative?
We're not limiting the topical subject, if you will, subject matter, but we do want people to consider, we're not looking to be offensive. We're not looking to challenge people politically. That's something that we were screened for. So, you can, submit it, let me review it, and then again, in my feedback to you, we would talk about, some of those kinds of things if issues arise. Then we tweak it one way or another if you so deem appropriate to maybe make it more airable, if you will. But no, we're looking to not be offensive and not to damage the good name of Virginia Voice, if you will, as well.
But I think it's important what you said earlier, that don't self-judge, submit it, and if it needs to be tweaked or maybe toned down a little bit, but you want to be inclusive.
Be inclusive. Yes, and thank you, Paula. So when you said be inclusive, this is for all ages, you know, from the young to the teenagers to the middle 20s and so forth to the elderly. It is not, we're not looking for one group of people to submit. I mean, the group is blind and visually impaired, but within that group, we want the diversity of who's out there. Because again, we all have a voice that maybe others can learn from, be inspired by, be educated, perhaps, depending on what's going on, and connect with. So that's the, hopefully that's the nature of this beast and what we're trying to accomplish. And let me just say, Shards of Light speaks to the cracks in our lives and the light that floods in to illuminate the dark. It's about the emotions that mark their impact, and ultimately the hope and strength that embolden us to move onward. Furthermore, Shards of Light are our best attributes, our personal radiance. It is these golden rays of light that serves as a beacon and fills us with pride when shared with others. Let us share a shard of your light with others.
Beautifully said. I'm wondering if there is kind of a time limit. Maybe I've written a short story that's 10 or 12 pages long. But if you were to read that, that would fill potentially a half-hour show, maybe a little bit less. But have you thought about you only want shorter submissions, or is that something that once they're submitted, you might edit?
Yes, we have. I don't want to limit and put limitations on you at this point. So you may have a book. Now, we know Virginia Voice read books online. So maybe your book could become a part of that. That may be a different kind of programming than what we would do as part of Shards of Light. So I would say send it in, and we'll have those discussions so that I'm not limiting you and giving you too much to think about prior to receiving your submissions.
Now, if a submission is selected, say I have a poem or a short story, is the author going to be expected to read it, or how will it be disseminated and shared?
Those things are in the guidelines, but here we go. More so with the creator writers, I would say, you could decide that you want to remain anonymous in terms of your writing, and or you may not be comfortable reading your writing on the air. So as you know, with Virginia Voice, we have volunteer readers. So your work still could be showcased, but you don't have to be the one doing the reading. With the performers, guess what? You can't be anonymous.
That makes sense.
You can't be anonymous. You must come in and do your thing, if you will. And so that's kind of the difference between those two worlds, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have a choice.
Because
there are some writers who may not be comfortable actually reading their writing, but there may be some who are. I think
that's
about
right.
Audiobooks, mm-hmm. and I'm always fascinated when the author, as opposed to a professional actor or voice, you know, reads it. To me, that's really fun to hear that.
Sure it is.
But it's also, you know, there are some books that or other writings that can be read by others.
No doubt. So, yeah, it's going to be a choice. So don't feel like, oh, I'm not going to submit because I got to be the one reading. You don't have to be the one reading in this case.
If you're shy about that, it's
you're going to have
okay.
to perform. You know? Yes.
Now, in today's world of technology, it's wonderful to have all of the digital resources, whether you're someone who has a vision impairment or not. And so it sounds like you want to take these creative pieces, these submissions, and have them available in a couple of different ways, but primarily digitally, so that they're easily accessed, whether it's on a computer or over the airwaves of the Virginia Voice, online. Can you talk a little bit about that, about the importance of, once you've gotten these submissions and created a program, how people will be able to access it?
Yeah, I don't know if I could say much more than that, meaning that Virginia Voice has the way that they provide programming. And I'm not part of Virginia Voice, so to speak. They could probably speak more to that. But we know that some of you are already tuning in to the reading of newspapers, perhaps books and magazines. And so that's the format that it's going to come out in. So there's nothing more that we're going to tweak other than I'm going to turn whatever accepted submissions over to Virginia Voice, and they're going to fit it into a format that will be read. But let me just say this. I'm also going to find out when it's going to be aired, so that I could pass that on to the author of that particular work, so to speak, performing or written, so that you can tune in to hear that. But also know that it's going to be aired, broadcasted on the air, but then it will also be set up on their website,
right,
for some time that you could also access. So either way, you're going to be able to hear and see and maybe get your family and friends around to hear you, to hear your piece or hear you perform.
Have a listening party.
Yes, have
right?
a, thank you.
That,
have a listening.
That would be for a premiere. Right, right, that right. would be wonderful.
Exactly.
And you're right, Lamont, the virginiavoice.org, and Virginia is spelled out. That website really has tremendous resources, mm-hmm. and there's all kinds of programming that is available mm-hmm. on demand.
Right.
Well, we started our time together talking a bit about you, and I learned that you are quite creative. You said you did sculpture and art, and likely with your vision impairment now, you've had to adapt some of your creative outlets. But of the things that you do creatively, what is your favorite, and what might we hear on Shards of Light that comes from Lamont?
First of all, there is no favorite. Through the years, you do what your spirit moves you to do. You use whatever medium. So from sculpture to photography to painting, that's, you know, how I move. What do you feel like today? Sculpture back in the day was more physical. And so whatever aggression or whatever, you know, kind of physicality I want to bring, I may go to sculpture versus painting, which is a little bit more, in my mind, cognitive, and, you know, not necessarily as aggressive, even though there are people that get very aggressive with their paintings. I just wasn't one of those. And it's been a while since I've been out there in exhibiting in galleries and such with my other art form. But particularly now, since my vision impairment, I have been doing much more writing, if you will. So today, I will share with you, even though I just had the little poem on Shards of Light, I will share with you a piece called Ghost Horse that I wrote several years ago, but actually just finalized it back in September. Let it be told by witnesses to an apparition, the embodiment of a horse, a strong, sure-stepped, gallant steed, aglow with the colors and luminosity of the moon, Ghost Horse lights the night's terrain as it scours the Kansas plains, seeking lost and damaged souls of creatures great and small that have transcended beyond our temporal domain, but doomed to wander in the between, not yet able to realize their full spiritual ascension. Catapulted from a deep fissure in the earth's soil, this benevolent stallion chose to forsake his palatial perch in the heavens to to assume the mantle of writing the inflictions of the mislaid, then ceremoniously facilitate their passage to salvation. Ghost Horse works tirelessly to leave no soul behind. Thank you.
Ooh, you paint a marvelous picture. And I should say to the listeners, there was not a single note that was from memory. Very impressive. Really beautiful. Well, what a pleasure it has been to have Lamont on Community Connections. And we appreciate your energy and your idea and your tenacity in getting Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind, and Vision Impaired off the ground. And to wrap up, a reminder that Shards of Light is an initiative designed to showcase the talents of the visually impaired citizens of Virginia. The goal is to identify individuals whose creative abilities are conducive to an audio access format, such as creative writing, musicians, singers, comedians, and then to broadcast those works on air and through the internet in partnership with the Virginia Voice.
Yes, a partnership with Virginia Voice and WHRO Voice in Hampton Roads.
That's right. Virginia Voice is broadcast throughout the Commonwealth. So we'll wrap up with the for more information.
For more information, contact Virginia Voice at 804-266-2477. Let us share a shard of your light with others. Thank you.
Lamont Crawley, it's really been a pleasure talking with you today. And this is Community Connections on the Virginia Voice. I'm Paula Otto. It's been wonderful visiting with you.
Thank you, Paula.